Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In this book that has 8 chapters, there are a number of little key places that kind of control the flow, give you insight of what's going on. And there's repetition. And those repetitions in the Song of Solomon, you have to really pay attention to because the Holy Spirit's doing that on purpose. And there are 3 different times in the Song of Solomon. One's in chapter 2, and the other one's in chapter 5, and the other one's in chapter 8, when the Lord basically says, let love run its course with her. Don't. She's encountering me in a new way. There's a thing she's learning. She's having experience in me. Do not disturb her. Do not disturb the believer. You know, sometimes I get tickled because in the church, in the body of Christ, sometimes we're so scared, we're so afraid, concerned about things not being in order. I'm a lot more concerned about people not encountering God. And a great Baptist revivalist used to say that it's a lot easier to slow somebody down who's going too fast than it is to raise the dead. And so the song, in this thing, the Jesus just affirms, I'll read one of them to you. This is in, the first one's in chapter 2. This is how he says it. He says, I adjure you, I cause you to swear, O daughters of Jerusalem, as other believers, by the gazelles, or the hinds of the field. In other words, they're very sensitive animals. So be sensitive to what God's doing in this believer's life, and do not awaken or disturb what's going on. To affirm, bless what's happening. And again, there are 3 times when he kind of affirms her, like he just jumps up in, you know, pride for what's happening in this believer, and just affirms publicly, and then tells everybody else, keep your hands off. I'm doing something here, and she's experiencing something here, and let it happen. And in this one, the first one is when this believer comes to the place where they're able to declare they're confident that he delights in her. They're confident in the love of God. That's a powerful thing to him. Is that when we come to a place where we're able to be convinced that he cherishes us, he just affirms that. See, we think that Jesus is mostly proud of us when we're owning our sin. And there is a place where he's proud of us, we're owning our sin, he's pleased, we're going for true repentance and that kind of thing. But he loves it when we own the fact that he cherishes us. He loves it when we own the fact that he loves us unconditionally. But that's not what I want to really talk about. The third one is in chapter 8, is when she kind of decrees and declares, I want to take you into the fields. I want to show you off, Jesus. I want to express my public affection to you, and I want other people to encounter you. I want to show you my love by giving you away to others. And then he once again says, that's awesome. I affirm that. That just impressed him so much. He's so impressed when we begin to own the fact that he delights in us. He's so impressed when we want our love for him to be unashamed, public, go for it. You know, but the middle one is the kind of the one I want to focus a little bit, not too much time. And this is in Song of Solomon, this is chapter 3. This is verse 1. On my bed, night after night, I sought him. In other words, he had called her to rise up to a new place, but she responds slowly. On my bed, night after night, I sought him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but did not find him. I must rise now and go to the city, into the streets and the squares, and I must seek him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but did not find him. The watchman who made the rounds of the city found me. And I said, have you seen him whom my soul loves? She keeps repeating that thing, whom my soul loves. And scarcely had I left them when I found him whom my soul loves. That's when you know you're really a true watchman. That's when you know God's really using you. If somebody comes to you and they're in weakness or even in failure, and once they've been with you, they scarcely have left you and they discover him. There's a later place in the Song of Solomon when the watchman beat her up because she failed. That's not the role of watchman. Our role in the body of Christ is when somebody weaker or somebody who's fallen into weakness but are seeking Him, is that once they've spent a moment with us, they immediately encounter Him because of that. And she says, "When I found Him whom my soul loves, I held on to Him and would not let Him go until I had brought Him to my mother's house, to the room of her who conceived me. I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles, by the hinds of the field, that you will not awaken her until love runs its course." Now, this is the one that I wanted to talk to you about, because Jesus was so impressed that he affirmed her openly when she owned the fact that He delights in her. That's so hard for believers to get. We think somehow that's wrong. And then He affirms her when she wants to take her love for Him public, and take Him into all the places, which if you come to the conference, you'll get to more with it. But I love this one, because here's where she's failed. Earlier He said to her, "Rise up, my beloved, come away with me to a new place in me." But she's slow to respond. She says, "Night after night, I tried to seek Him in my bed." She was supposed to rise up. And then she says, "Well, I finally got up. When I got up, He wasn't there because He's taking me somewhere else." And as she seeks Him, and she finds Him, it says she clings to Him and won't let Him go. And He affirms her. He doesn't rebuke her. He doesn't publicly disgrace the fact that she's blown it. What He's thrilled with that is that even though she's blown it, her heart is desperate for Him. You see, that's what God's after, and that's what the enemy's after. Your heart is a lot more important than your performance. There's even a place later in the Song of Solomon when she says, "My heart was awake, but I was asleep." It was another place where this believer blew it, slow to respond. But they were able to say, "But my heart was awake." And you see, Christ is able to see that. It's so sad that often we don't when we're dealing with our other brothers and sisters. But Jesus affirms this believer publicly. He's so thrilled with where she's at because she, in her failure, He doesn't even mention the failure. Why would He mention the failure? She's going after Him with all of her heart. She's dealing with unbearable absence. And she's going after Him with all of her heart. Why would He want to bring up failure just to rub her nose in it? In the midst of her failure, she's seeking Him with all of her heart. And that, when a person sins, and their response to the sin is that their heart is broken over their sin and they're going after Him with all their heart, that's one of the greatest signs of lovesickness. And Jesus always affirms that. And never once mentioned to her sin, because it wasn't necessary. Because He's not after us getting it, He's after us getting Him. He didn't need to beat us up. He knows the devil already does that. Jesus is not about piling on. He's about calling forth. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.